thinks, I have a feeling we're not in Hollywood anymore. I stood on the front step of my adorable stone cottage, cradling a mug of chai tea in my hands as I took in the sight before me. Just beyond the path that wound its way past my cottage, the morning sunshine glinted off the water of the canal. Of course, you were never actually in Hollywood, I added, glancing down at Binks, my black cat. But I was, and this place is about as different as it gets. If I'd seen this view while I was living in Los Angeles, I would have pegged it as a film set. The grass was a vivid green, and my two-story stone cottage, like those of my neighbors, looked as though it had been plucked from the pages of a fairy tale. Many of the bridges that spanned the network of canals were also made of stone, and not a car's engine could be heard. Aside from emergency vehicles and a few golf carts, the closest land vehicles could get to Larch Haven, Vermont, was the parking lot on the outskirts of town. And any motorized boats on the canals had to be what we called whisper boats, powered by a quiet electric motor. That meant that here in the heart of the picturesque village, there was just the sweet twittering of birds in the trees and the gentle lapping of the water against the banks of the canal. This was no set constructed for a movie, though. This was my beloved hometown. After graduating from college, I'd lived in Hollywood for 7 years. But a few months ago, I'd returned to Larch Haven, and during moments like this, I didn't question that decision in the least. As I stood there on my doorstep, soaking in the idyllic view, a gondola glided by, steered by its lone occupant, Oliver Nieminen, the owner of a local cafe. Oliver raised a hand in greeting as he passed by, and I waved back as I breathed in the scent of the summer flowers blooming in my window boxes, mingled together with the aroma rising from my mug of tea. Smiling, I glanced down at Binks. His tail switched back and forth as he kept an eye out for any birds or squirrels that might dare set foot in his yard. Time for me to get to work. Come on, Binks. After scanning the front lawn with his green eyes one last time, Binks preceded me into the cottage, heading straight for the kitchen at the back. I followed and found my gray tabby, Truffles, sprawled in a patch of sunlight on the floor. She raised her head and watched me as I headed into the small laundry room off of the kitchen. There, I unlocked the kitty door that gave Truffles and Binks access to their catio, an outdoor enclosure I'd built for them with the help of my grandfather Pops. The cats recognized the sound of the door being unlatched and zoomed into the laundry room. Binks came around the corner so fast he skidded across the tiles, making me laugh. I scooped both cats into my arms before they could slip outside to their catio, giving each one a cuddle and a kiss on the head before releasing them. After moving back to Larch Haven, I'd adopted the cats from the local animal shelter, and now I couldn't imagine my life without them. They were so sweet and loving, and they made me laugh on a daily basis. See you later, I called to Binks and Truffles as they disappeared through the flap. I made sure that the cats' water dishes were full, and then I left through the front door, locking it behind me. Some residents of Larch Haven didn't bother with locking their doors, but after spending 7 years in Los Angeles, it was something I did automatically. Since I wasn't carrying anything that didn't fit in my pockets, I bypassed the small boathouse where I kept my flat-bottom John boat moored and struck off along the paved walkway that followed the edge of the canal. The summer sun was already warm on my face and arms, despite the early hour, and I spotted a few other early risers out and about. A middle-aged couple walked a golden retriever on the other side of the canal, and a young woman jogged past me with a cheery, "Good morning." My cottage was nestled on a small island in a residential part of town, where emerald green lawns and colorful flower gardens surrounded the charming homes, all of which were either stone or timber frame cottages. More than once, I'd overheard tourists say how Larch Haven looked like a cross between Venice, Italy, and a quaint English village. I'd described it that way myself when telling my friends in Los Angeles about my hometown.